With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The government shutdown is on its 18th day. What does the shutdown mean for workers, federal programs, and the economy?
The government shutdown quickly approaching the second longest on record with no end in sight. Some lawmakers predicting it could become the longest, surpassing the 35 days from President Trump's first term. The nation's active duty service members got paid Wednesday with special funding, but it's unlikely that will continue. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. military strike on a cartel boat left survivors, a first, according to U.S. officials. Secretary of State Marco Rubio offered few details as he spoke to reporters Friday.
Yeah, it's well known there's an ongoing narco-terrorist operation the United States has been conducting. As far as details of any recent strikes, we're not prepared here to announce all those details, but you'll get that information here very shortly.
Support for President Trump's handling of the Israel-Palestinian conflict is on the rise. The AP NRC poll shows 47% of adults approve of his approach, up from 37% in September, after he helped secure a Gaza ceasefire. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire.
This does cement Donald Trump as the most geopolitically significant leader in American history for the good of global peace. Yes, there have been world wars that have been ended by America and American greatness, but these were wars that have been started by other nations that, without having to put an ounce of American bloodshed on the ground, has radicalized the world and ended wars and conflicts.
The State Department says it has credible reports that Hamas could violate the ceasefire with an attack on Palestinian civilians in Gaza. If the attack takes place, it would constitute a direct and grave violation of the agreement forged by the president to end the two-year war between Israel and Hamas. This is SRN News. The state of Missouri will vote on an abortion again.
Next year, an amendment would appear on the November ballot that would ban abortion except in the cases of rape, incest, or medical emergency. The amendment, if approved, would reverse an amendment approved by voters in 2024 that enshrined abortion in the Missouri Constitution. The new ballot measure would also bar taxpayer dollars from being used to pay for abortion or for sex change operations on anybody under the age of 18. Michael Harrington reporting.
Recent high-profile deadly attacks on places of worship have intensified anxiety and outright fear among clergy and people of faith worldwide. In just the past 6 weeks, there have been attacks on a synagogue in Manchester, England, a Mormon church in Michigan, and a Catholic church in Minnesota hosting a mass for school children. Before that, there were high-profile attacks at mosques in New Zealand, a synagogue in Pennsylvania, and a Sikh temple in Wisconsin. Security measures have been bolstered at many places of worship, as the Trump administration is making funds available to do more. This is SRN News. Ford has announced a safety recall for nearly 300,000 vehicles in the U.S.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the rearview camera system may not display images properly in certain lighting conditions. That could increase the risk of a crash. The recall includes certain 2020 through 2022 F-250 SD, F-350 SD, and F-450 SD vehicles. Ford says it has received 10 reports regarding this condition, but is not aware of any accidents or injuries. I'm Mike Hempen.
A federal jury in New York says France's largest bank must pay $21 million for giving the Sudanese government access to the U.S. financial system during a time when the government was engaged in atrocities. Three people who fled Sudan and lost their homes were awarded more than $6 million each on Friday. The plaintiffs are all now U.S. citizens. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.